I've decided I'm not going to wear a robe this summer. It is kind of warm. I hope you all don't mind. So I appreciate your understanding that. I don't watch a lot of television unless there's a special baseball game I want to watch or a particular show. But a couple of shows that I kind of enjoy are Man vs. Wild and Survivor Man. Anybody watch those shows? Do you like this? These are guys that are dropped off into these very, very remote places for a week, and they have to survive off whatever is there. They could be in a tropical rainforest. They could be in the Arctic tundra. They could be in the Mojave Desert, anywhere. And their mission, of course, is just to survive. Now, although many of these are staged because they've got a cameraman, of course, emergency crew standing by, I suppose, they do give you some survival tips and how to make it just in case you're caught in one of these survival situations. I don't know if any of you all have been in one of those situations. I've not. But it can get kind of tricky. Like knowing what plants are edible and knowing, you know, how to build shelters and how to gather fresh water and things like that. Surviving, though, in situations like that can be a real crisis. There are also crisis situations that call for immediate action whenever there's a natural disaster, like a hurricane or a tornado or a forest fire or a flash flood. What are you supposed to do in situations like that? Who do you call? And then there are other crises. I call them personal life tragedies that come out of nowhere with no warning. Like getting fired from your job, or getting a very bad medical report from your doctor, or your wife who has served you with divorce papers, or the severe injury due to an accident or the death of a loved one. These are those deep personal life tragedies that happen, and they can be devastating to us emotionally and spiritually, if we're not prepared with some survival skills. Today, I'm going to share with you some ways I think we can learn how to survive almost anything. Well, you'd think that common sense would take over in situations like this whenever we have those personal tragedies. You'd think it would kick in, but when we're faced with these situations, most of the time, guess what? Common sense goes out the window. So what do we do? How do we get through these personal catastrophes? Well, today's passage from 1 Kings, I think, is informative. I think it's helpful to us the next time that we may be faced with a personal tragedy or crisis. To get a better understanding of today's text that Dennis read for us, we've got to know a little bit of background. We've got to know a little bit about chapter 18. In chapter 18, the prophet Elijah has just won this huge showdown with the prophets of Baal. In other words, God destroyed the prophet of Baal when Elijah called down fire and burned up the altar to Baal. And not only that, Elijah had all 400 of the prophets of Baal killed by the sword. Well, when the pagan queen Jezebel got wind of this, she was upset, to say the least. When she hears about it, she issues a death threat upon Elijah's life, saying that he'll be dead within 24 hours. Elijah is what you might call a dead man walking. Now here's Elijah, the great prophet of God, who has just won this tremendous victory through this awesome demonstration of God's power. He called down fire from heaven to torch the altar of Baal. And now he's a marked man. Instead of standing up to Jezebel and confronting her, he turns tail and he heads to the desert. He panics out of fear and runs for his life out into the desert, where he wallows in fear and depression and despair and anxiety to the point where he just wants to lay down and die. Looks like Elijah could have used some of these survival skills to help him in his crisis. Like survival skills we may need out in the wilderness, there are some important spiritual survival skills that we need when these times come upon us. What do you do the next time you're faced with a crisis? Well, the first thing is to try to break it down into manageable parts. Try to break it down. Out in the wilderness, the survivor man would tell you that your first priority is to build a structure, build a shelter, so that in case it rains or after dark, you need a place to sleep and whatnot. So you build your shelter first. And then the next thing is you need clean, drinkable water. You can't live very many days without water. But you can live for weeks without food, which is the third thing that you need to work on. So you break that down so that you can survive the best way you can. Focusing on each thing in order could make the biggest difference in survival. But Elijah didn't do that. He overreacts at the news that a bounty's been put on his head. When you think about it, the queen could have very easily sent an assassin. She could have sent somebody right out there to kill Elijah on the spot. She could have gathered a posse. She could have summoned the army to just go out and wipe him out. But she didn't. She gave him 24 hours. And I've always wondered about that. Why did she hesitate? Why didn't she just go and wipe him out? What was she thinking? What if she was thinking that having seen what God did to her altar to Baal, she might run the risk of getting fried herself? Maybe she just wanted really to scare Elijah off. Now, I know that's reading a little bit into the text. That's not what the text says, but you know, you got to wonder, what if? But we know that Elijah jumps to conclusions and he flees out of fear for the hills. He bolts instead of thinking it over carefully and rationally and using common sense, and more importantly, by not consulting God in prayer. If he had thought it through, maybe he would have seen that his situation maybe wasn't quite as bad as it seemed. You see, sometimes our crises, our tragedies aren't quite as bad as we think they are. What if we're faced with that instant tragedy, that instant life crisis, like a serious illness? Some of the questions you might ask would be, well, what do I need to do first? What medical information would be most helpful at this time, or similar questions? Or if you've been laid off from your job, a question might be, okay, who am I going to call? Who can I go to? Where can I go? What do I need to do first? Thinking it through rationally and breaking it down into manageable pieces may be the way to keep us moving forward and to think more clearly rather than being paralyzed by fear. A second survival skill in these personal tragedies could be that in these situations is to remember positive words or phrases before you need them. Hikers and sailors and adventure people that go out in the woods and that do rock climbing and mountain climbing and all those things have found that concentrating on survival and thinking positive outcome statements can actually keep one's spirits up in the midst of these crises. It can help keep your mind focused on surviving and making it through. On the other hand, having a negative outlook and being pessimistic can lead you down the road to despair. Look how Elijah's words are focused not on the positive, but the negative. He says, Lord, I've had enough. Take me out. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. And he goes and lays under a broom tree and falls asleep.